It was a school like any other, Anytown, USA. Mabel had just walked into the cafeteria on her first day at a new school.
But wouldn't you know it, it was not going to be her day. This is where our story begins.
One fateful day on the grammar school beat, a girl named Mabel was just trying to eat. Minding her business, she walked across the room, but her downfall was the laces on her feet.
She fell across the room, the kids began to laugh. She tried to get up, but the food was in her lap.
There were three kids that day, as luck would have it, a tale we know well, but we still retell it.
Choices face us every day, which road will you choose?
Which road will you choose?
When everyone is watching and you've got a lot to lose. Sometimes it is
enter was the top of her class, a leader of a club, Bible study no less. She saw poor Mabel, helpless on the floor, but she knew she was late, so she headed for the door.
The second kid on the scene was a really nice guy. He would never want to be the one to make a friend cry. He worried if he stopped to help her on the floor, his friends wouldn't think that he was cool anymore.
Choices face us every day, which road will you choose?
Which road will you choose?
When everyone is watching and you've got a lot to lose. Sometimes it is easy.
Walked in, tray in his hand.
Which road will you choose? Which road will you choose?
He saw the food on the floor and Mabel trying to stand.
Which road will you choose? Which road will you choose?
He knew that everyone needs a friend. Don't have to know a person to lend a hand.
Who was the neighbor? Who was the friend? Who was the one to have mercy at the end?
Choices in how we treat people, and God wants us to show mercy to others, no matter who they are.
Jesus wanted us to see that the one that took the time to stop and show kindness was loving his neighbor like God commands.
Now, it's time to hear from our drummer, Carter.
We've reached our last gospel for today, the book of John.
John emphasizes the divinity of Jesus and the signs that Jesus is God in the flesh.
It just so happens that one of my favorite Bible verses is from the book of John. I bet you can guess what it is. John 3:16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
John also talks about how important it is to stay connected to our power source, Jesus. We can't live a life that pleases God in our own strength. We need him.
A cool picture of what it's like to stay connected to Jesus comes from John 15. It's a plant with branches. Can you picture it?